Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the Villiger Cigar booth with Rene Castaneda, new president, correct?
Yes, sir.
I always want to make sure I get the title right, because that's a good title. I mean, president, it's a good, pretty good title.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, right? Pleasure to chat with you again, Rene, as always. How's the show going?
Actually, pretty good. You can feel it. There is more, the attendance is higher. There's more customers and a lot of questions, a lot of doubts on the customers, but the attendance is much better, so we're very pleased with it.
It's interesting. I mean, we hear different things from different manufacturers. Some guys say it's busy. Some guys say it's slow. What I have heard, though, is that when the customers that do come in are motivated to buy. Is that something you guys have seen?
Absolutely, and also they're curious to see the changes that we have done, you know, the new approach that we have for the business and the future also of Villiger, not because of the FDA, but as a company, yeah. What is it that we're bringing to the marketplace, you know, for now and for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit. I know we just did this recently on Cigar Chat, but let's talk a little bit about the cigars you guys have that are available at the show, the new stuff.
Actually, for the show, we're only presenting one thing. We're planning to release three new products between now and early next year. But we're working on the compliance of the FDA regulations. We thought that the show was going to be too busy, meaning too busy with new brands. And we wanted to make sure that people know that we were kind of like cleaning the house, reestablishing ourselves in the market, and making sure that they see that we have a long-term commitment with the U.S. market. So right now, the only one that we're presenting, actually we're not even taking orders, is the Villiger 1888, which we are using the blend that we use as a limited edition for the German market for the 100 year celebration of the Villiger in the German market.
Oh, okay.
So we use that blend of the limited edition, and that will be the blend that we're going to release. It's a mild to medium cigar, very creamy, flavorful, very, very good cigar. So that was the reason we went to something that it was successful for us, and we're going to be using in the Villiger 1888. And you know, we're changing the packaging, updating the packaging to make sure that it's more appealing for everybody.
So that's a line that's been around before, but you're kind of revamping it, right?
Yes, pretty much. That's what it is. And the other ones will do it, as I told you, either later in the year or the beginning of next year. We just wanted to make sure that the people were here, that we are, you know, ready to service the U.S. market.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit on Cigar Chat. You guys are kind of fighting an uphill battle on two different fronts in a way. That's what you're here for, right?
Absolutely. No, and especially that. The people are coming to see it. They're curious to see what is the approach that I'm bringing to the table, you know, for Villiger, and to see, you know, what is the game plan, you know, to be over here. So, you know, we're very pleased. The people are coming. Even if it's out of curiosity, they're coming, we're engaging them and show them they're, you know, everything that we have to offer for the stores.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to the Villiger 1888. That's, I mean, you say it's creamy, right?
Yes.
That's right down my alley. You guys know that's right where my wheelhouse is. So personally, I am looking forward to that one. Rene, thanks for taking the time. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you
really
so much.
Do appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend.
Guys, thanks for checking out all of the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016 on CigarFederation.com.